College presidents are facing a conundrum right now. In a little over 1 month, thousands of students are due to begin a new semester, but the coronavirus pandemic is not abating. Some colleges and universities here are turning to mass coronavirus testing as one strategy to bring students back safely. WBUR's Angus Chen has more.
Dr. Anthony Monaco is the president of Tufts University. When he looks out his window these days, he sees rows of trailers set up on the campus tennis courts. The university calls them the mods. It's part of how they're preparing for the fall semester with COVID-19.
So that's where we will keep all students that are testing positive, and there'll be health surveillance and a medical team in charge of all that.
But before you can isolate students, Tufts has to know who has the virus. So Monaco says his university will be doing a lot of mandatory coronavirus testing.
We decided to test students both on campus and off campus twice a week, but then faculty, staff once a week.
The question for Monaco and other university presidents is whether that will be enough testing. Colleges need to protect thousands of students living, breathing, and studying together, as well as faculty and staff. They're relying on recent research to help them figure out how to do that. Dr. Rochelle Walensky is one of the scientists that worked on that research. She's the chief of infectious disease at Mass General Hospital. Using computer simulations, she and her colleagues found frequent testing is the best way to contain outbreaks. The most accurate tests are expensive. But Walensky says a cheap test may be better if colleges can give them more often.
So I would rather have a $5 test that's 70% sensitive than a $50 test that's 90% sensitive, because the $5 one I might be able to do every day.
The study found that weekly testing might even be enough in the best case scenario. But that will depend partly on the students themselves. If they do well at following COVID-19 precautions, they can keep down the number of new cases that each infected student causes, a number epidemiologists call the reproductive number.
That means probably a lot of mask wearing. That means probably not a lot of super spreader events and parties. Outbreaks could really be controlled if you had something like weekly surveillance testing on campus.
Walensky admits it might be difficult for thousands of 20-year-olds to keep transmission numbers low after months of physical distancing, but she's optimistic about their chances.
I think that the kids are so motivated to want to go back to school, to want to be with one another, that many of them are likely to behave in a way that will keep the reproductive number probably somewhere in the 1.5 to 2.5 range.
There might be another benefit to bringing students back. Tufts president Anthony Monaco says it might be safer to provide regular testing on campus than it is to try to keep students remote. One study from Cornell University suggested if campuses stay closed, many students would come back and live nearby anyway, just to be with their friends.
Having them untested can increase the spread in the community. Those models show that bringing all the students back and testing them all is a much better situation than only part of the students back and the rest off campus but unmonitored.
Besides, Monaco says he thinks being together is crucial for students' personal and intellectual development. He doesn't want them to miss out on any more of these important years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.